Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We continue our training camp previews as we head down the road to Eugene. Matt Prehm covers the Oregon Ducks for 24/7 Sports Duck Territory. What's going on with the barbecue, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. It's pulled pork was on a couple weeks ago. Might do another brisket here in a week or so once I got a weekend free.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, football-wise, Ducks are in the thick of training camp. We have got, practice 17 going on, or practice 11 today on the 17th, yeah. Going on down in Eugene. The quarterback battle is obviously one that everybody is so interested in. And, you know, Dan Lanning coming out of the scrimmage on Saturday said, if you look at the stats, all three of them kind of played the same. Turnovers, though, kind of the deciding factor. What is the sense that you get about this quarterback battle and where it's at with all three of them kind of being neck and neck?
Yeah, I think anyone outside the program, the program has done a really good job of keeping things pretty locked up in terms of information that's coming out on where these guys are at. But it would be, nonetheless, it would still be a pretty big shock if Bo Nix is not the starting quarterback week one. If there's no injuries in play or, you know, nothing off field that happens. I would anticipate Nix being the guy, but through camp, Lanning has talked a couple different times that he feels really good about the depth of this unit. On Saturday after the scrimmage, he brought up each guy had scoring drives. Two of the three had interceptions, and that they were all kind of neck and neck. And I asked him, I was like, at this point in camp, is it a concern at all that they're all equal and that one guy isn't, you know, raising himself above the rest, or is that a good thing in your eyes? And his answer was basically he likes the fact that he knows he has multiple guys on the roster that they feel comfortable with going into games and playing. I don't think we felt that way at Oregon last season with the previous staff. Mario was very attached to Anthony Brown and was all in on Anthony Brown. And I understand why. And I Ty Thompson was not ready last season. And so if they feel like they've got options and guys that they can win games with and not just be one player, that should be a positive for Oregon's overall quarterback room.
Excuse me. Matt, what's the thing that I keep wondering about Dan Lanning and obviously the transition from Mario Cristobal is what's the easiest place that Dan Lanning can make up ground on Cristobal and his staff as they kind of kick things off for Oregon as they take on obviously a wildly difficult opponent in Georgia?
Special teams. I mean, their special teams was horrible last year. Yep. It was really bad. And the fact that they had, Bobby Williams was the tight ends coach and the special teams coach. But I don't think, I can't really recall ever seeing Bobby Williams leading a special teams drill in any of the practices that we had open to the media for Oregon football. And that sounds mean, but you just watch the product on the field in the last couple of seasons at Oregon for special teams, and you ask yourself, what are they doing in practice? What are they preparing for? And during spring ball, the players talked about the emphasis on special teams and how they immediately are seeing gains in those areas and the importance of it and the better understanding of why they're doing certain things. And it's carried over to fall camp now. We get to go in to practice for a handful of practices, and we don't see much, but something that we do see is special teams drills being worked on. And I can tell you, every single coach on Oregon's roster has some responsibility for something involved in special teams. It's not just their special teams coach. It's not just two coaches. It's everybody. The complete focus that this team has towards special teams is night and day different than what it was under Mario Cristobal. And we've seen games where they've lost or they've put themselves in tougher positions to win games because of poor special teams play.
We're talking with Matt Preem, Duck Territory, 24/7 Sports. Look, one thing that we got used to not hearing anything out of Chip Kelly. Mario Cristobal was a little bit more open with injuries and what's been going on that front. Are the Ducks healthy in training camp so far?
Well, don't ask Dan Lanning an injury question. We were at Backtown Media Day, all three of the guys on my site, and Eric Scoble, my colleagues here at Bassam's, was kind of like, what's your policy, you know, like with us asking injuries? Because Eric said that, you know, obviously there's going to be instances where we're going to have to ask certain ones. And his body language was very clear. Don't ask me. He said it. Don't ask me about injuries. I'm not going to answer them. And that's what he's done through fall camp. He won't talk injuries. He was asked about did they come out relatively healthy during the first scrimmage this past Saturday? And he said, there's no injuries I need to tell you about. and so, you know, in terms of an idea of who's healthy, who's not, we have ideas of who's not attending practice. That's something we do get to do. We watch the team basically all run in through the access point into the fields. Now there's other ways for players to get in, but we typically, you know, we don't see those players when we're in practice too. And the offensive line has had some guys be absent. And it's a varying rotating group of guys. The first couple of weeks, Big Sala was not at practice. TJ Bass was not taking part in practice. Freshman Kawika Rogers was also not taking part in practice. And other players as of yesterday, Dawson Jaramillo was not at practice. Jackson Powers Johnson was not at practice, but Big Sala and TJ Bass had returned to practice. So the offensive line, we can tell you, is going through some unavailable players during parts of practice, and it's rotating. And there's a position that can sustain a couple guys being unavailable to practice for a week at a time or something. It's the offensive line, because it's the most experienced group. And it's probably one of the deeper position groups overall on the team. But you want to be at full strength going into game prep for Georgia here in a couple weeks.
Speaking of going in for game prep, obviously the quarterbacks is going to carry all of the, you know, what's going to happen. What's the position on the field right now that's generating the most buzz, you know, getting ready to kind of, I don't know, line up and take on, not necessarily Georgia, but just this season? Like, is there anybody from camp? I know limited interaction, all that kind of stuff, but as far as what guys are saying kind of coming out of camp, who's really impressed so far?
You know, I was talking with Tony Tuioti, Oregon's defensive line coach, last week ahead of the scrimmage, and Brandon Dorlus became the subject of discussion for a little bit. And I had asked him about Lanning's comments back on media day of him feeling like Dorlus wasn't getting the proper attention, wasn't getting the right, you know, hype. He was really high on Dorlus and the potential he was going to have for Oregon's defense. And I asked Tony his thoughts on that. And Tony called Dorlus the defense's alpha. And maybe this is a position coach hyping up one of his guys, maybe his best player on the team for that position group. And, you know, maybe that's part of it, but other people have kind of backed those comments up. And that just kind of surprised me a little bit, because when I thought of, okay, who's going to be the trendsetter? Who's going to be the guy that just locks in the entire defense? Dorlus wouldn't have been the first name. It would have been Noah Sewell for me. And that's not to discredit Sewell not playing at a high level. That's not saying Sewell isn't a needle mover for this defense, but hearing Dorlus being the alpha is interesting. And it's a guy that has played under the shadow of Kayvon Thibodeau the last 2 years along that defensive line and has kind of gone, in Dan's eyes, a little underappreciated. I think there's some truth to that. And this is an all-conference player last year, a guy that the NFL scouts absolutely love right now, is probably going to go pro early. And I don't know if it's a second-round or a first-round guy, but NFL teams love him. There's scouts that are always at practice. They're always flocking to the defensive side of the football to get their eyes on what Dorlus looks like, how he's moving and whatnot. And so I just think there's a huge chance that this is going to be a guy that is going to turn heads. Tuioti mentioned that, you know, Dorlus has matured. He's more of just a pass rusher now. He can really stop the run. He's a guy that's a juice guy, someone that just brings the energy up on the team. And honestly, he's doing a really good job of kind of being the persona that we all kind of thought Kayvon Thibodeau was going to be last season, of really fun, really, really serious, a guy that gets that, you know, everyone loves to be around, and he's amplifying that even more than what KT did.
You know, Matt, as we've kind of, I love that the alphas conversation, because that's like this, the football term where it's like, you got a bunch of alpha males in there.
Yeah.
But Dorlus is an interesting one because of, like you said, everybody would immediately, you would go to Noah Sewell or Justin Flo or a guy that is more the household name. I think one of the things that Dorlus got bogged down with his NFL body and style of play is the fact that outside of Kayvon, and when Kayvon wasn't there, there wasn't a whole lot of help. What is this defensive line looking like this year, where the portal has helped them? You got Jordan Riley coming in from Nebraska. They also got the Rodgers kid from Nevada. Who is popping out as the help coming to that defensive line? Because it's desperately needed there to help Dorlus out.
Yeah, Dorlus and Popo Amave were two of the top three interior defensive linemen in the Pac-12 last season per Pro Football Focus. And so you already know you've got two guys from a run ability, interior defensive line ability, that are going to be pretty stout, and Popo Amave and Dorlus. But then Sam Taki Tiamani, he now goes by Taki, he transferred from Washington. He was a starter for the Huskies, another defensive lineman. He was a top four player in Pro Football Focus's Pac-12 interior defensive line rankings. So now all of a sudden you have three of the four best D-line guys last year, interior D-linemen, on your roster. That alone is huge. So Oregon should be pretty good up front against the run. And that doesn't count for the health return of Keon Ware-Hudson, a guy that was really, really good in 2020 and then got into a really good spot in 2021, and then at the second half of the year played basically with a torn shoulder and was very limited in what he could do. He's healthy now and he's practicing. So I think up front, you've got four really good guys that are either experienced players at Oregon, three of them, and then another fourth in the Pac-12 that was a really good player in Tiamani. And then you mentioned Jordan Riley and Casey Rogers, both transfers from Nebraska. And what we've heard from sources is these two guys, who outside the program may have been viewed as simply just depth guys, could actually be more of potential starters for Oregon. They've been that impressive for Oregon's defense. And Jordan Riley is a huge body. He is so big. I've just been very impressed with both players. Casey Rogers has a crazy background. His dad was a coach at Syracuse for lacrosse. He was going to be a lacrosse player. And he just sounds like he just kept getting bigger and bigger and ended up playing football at the last minute for Nebraska. And I just think both those guys are going to be contributors for this team. But you're right. Who is the pass rush specialist for Oregon? I think that's maybe your concern or your question going into the season for the defensive line. I mean, Oregon likes Mace Funa, an experienced guy off the edge. Dan Lanning talked yesterday about just his improved body and how he's being free to rush the edge. You've got Braden Swenson, who, go pop in, if you're a Duck fan, go pop in the Ohio State game and watch the defensive plays. Swenson replaced Kayvon Thibodeau in that game because Thibodeau obviously didn't play, and he was tremendous. Problem for Oregon last season was that week Swenson also got hurt, and he was very up and down the rest of the season. So they've got a couple guys off the edge that can do some damage. And then obviously there's DJ Johnson. Can he replicate and even like half of what he did in the spring game when he had four sacks? That would be tremendous for Oregon from a game in, game out basis. You know, I know Bruce Feldman of The Athletic has him in his like top 10 for biggest freaks in the country for college football, just because of how athletic, how big, how fast he is. Johnson's going to be the X factor. If he's not played defense full time in his time at Oregon, he's always had the balance between tight end and defensive end, and the coaches at Oregon love him. And if they rave about him, and if he can live up to the coaches' expectations, what they've come out and said, which is pretty lofty stuff, you should feel good that Oregon has a couple options to be that pass rush specialist. But I still, you know, until they do it, you can't come out here and say that these guys are going to be unbelievable off the edge and quarterback's going to be on his back all game, no matter who they're playing, until we see the actual product in a game that counts this fall.
All right, I'm going to ask you, because we're on the portal, and there's four guys that are in the portal that came from the portal that they seem like they could be the big difference makers, and I want to get your opinion on which one you think is going to have the biggest impact: Christian Gonzalez, Jordan Riley, Chase Kota, or I keep hearing this name time and time again, Caleb Chapman, the wide receiver transfer out of Texas A&M. Which one is going to have the biggest impact for the Ducks this year?
I think that's really easy to answer. Christian Gonzalez, because he might be the best corner in the Pac-12.
He's a dude. Yeah.
I mean, Clark Phillips, Utah, goes into the season with that distinction as the league's best cornerback for 2022. And he will be in the NFL. He will be a potential first-round draft pick. But I think Christian Gonzalez, because he played at Colorado, a horrible program, they didn't win football games, his play flew under the radar. Honorable mention player last season, two-year starter for the Buffs, was really, really good. He looks like an NFL guy. You look at him and 10 years ago, you're thinking, okay, that's an automatic safety, but just because of how big and thick he is. But he's 100% a corner, and he's really good in coverage. He's really long. He can come up to the line of scrimmage and make plays. He's already being billed as a potential NFL draft pick this coming season. I asked somebody going into fall camp, I was like, what kind of expectations for Christian Gonzalez? Is he like a for sure 2-year guy? I mean, coming from Colorado, do you want to be here at two? And the answer was, well, if he has a really good year, it wouldn't be a surprise if he goes pro after this season. And that's a potential for Oregon, you know, to have. And so I just look at Gonzalez and think he's playing on a better team. He's already a very talented player. He's going to have a chance to be a first team all conference cornerback. So I would pick Gonzalez.
Love it. Love it, man. We could talk way more about this and all things Ducks with you, but I know that you're busy and you need to get running. Let's do this sometime again very soon, Matt. Thank you, man.
Yeah, sounds good. No problem.
There he is, Matt Preem, Duck Territory, 24/7 Sports, Oregon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.